Right, Ollie, after back-to-back Northwest derbies, it gets no easier. You're on the road today to Tolka Park up against a pretty good Shelbourne team.
Yeah, Shelbourne have invested, you know, on and off the pitch, to be fair to them. They've already beaten us in Bella Buffet very near the restart in August. They even went down to 10 men and still managed to win 1-0. A lot of quality, a lot of experience, and, you know, it'll be back to the wild stuff this afternoon, but probably where isn't in this league, to put it that way to you.
Yeah, they're all tough games, Ollie, but if you can manage to get a result down there, if you could even manage to defeat them, you'd be dragging them right back into the relegation battle.
Yeah, but to try and get over the line and get a victory has been few and far between, to put it that way to you. We would take anything out of the game away from home here. They're decent. There's a lot of threat in the likes of Kieran Kilduff, the likes of Carl Shepherd, who have been thorns in our side, in our sides with other sides who they played for. Ryan Brennan scored in the initial game in Bella Buffet back in August. He's still scoring goals. He scored against Derry a couple of weeks ago. But look, we'll go out there, you know, and try and make it difficult for them and see what way the game pans out. But we need a fair bit going for us, and maybe the decisions to go our way that mightn't have gone our way in recent times.
Yeah, Tolka Park was always a decent ground to play on, Ollie, and I'm sure your squad, I think your full strength this week, you're bound to be looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've lads back from suspension, couple back from injury, so it's not for the want of players, you know. It's just to try and get it right on the day is you know, where myself and Paul Hegarty will have to try and get our heads right. We need to get into the game. I mean, last Sunday against Derry, we didn't play all that well in the first half, but at least we didn't concede and stayed in the game. Now, while we were a lot better in the second half and didn't get over the line, it still gave us a platform to try and go on to win it when we didn't concede, as we have in previous games early.
Yeah, Ollie, I saw that game against Derry. There's fine lines. You get maybe two or three good chances in a game, and if you can manage to take one of them, those are the differences.
Yeah, obviously you saw it firsthand in what I'm talking about, but at the same time, we didn't concede in the first half when we were under pressure and when Derry were the better side for that period of time. We dug in and withstood crosses and maybe blocked chances and dealt with set pieces and free kicks that they had to keep us in the game, and that's probably what gave us the opportunity to try and go and win it despite the fact that we didn't.
Yeah, and you're hoping that today you can maybe convert some of them chances against Shelbourne, Ollie?
Yeah, and we also need to do what we did last week and to try and keep chances out at the other end, because they have a lot of ability in the attacking third of the pitch. You know, they've pace, they've experience, and there's goals, you know, in the players that are there, both now at the moment at Shelbourne and with their previous clubs that I have addressed earlier. But look, we'll go there and try and make it difficult and try and stay in the game, Kenny, and see where it takes us.
Yes, Ollie, well, they're all tough games in the league, but just stepping away from that for a moment, you got a tough, they're all tough games, as you say, a tough draw in the Cup quarter-final.
Yeah, look, at least we're at home, to put it that way to you. We've got Shamrock Rovers in the league to come in the next month, as well as now the FAI Cup in November. Look, we could have picked an easier draw, although I'm not quite sure. There's no such thing as an easy draw, as you've referred to, but Shamrock Rovers are the cup holders. It looks like they're champions elect of the league, and they're a formidable outfit, home or away. But look, it's good to be still in the cup and talking about them. But we've got a lot of league games to go through before that happens, and we'll wait till that comes around to worry about that, Kenny.
Just stepping away from that for a moment, Ollie. I'm sure you heard, like everybody else, the disappointing news yesterday, Fannad United pulling out of the Ulster Senior League. It's a blow to the Ulster Senior League, and I suppose it's a blow kind of to soccer in the county.
Yeah, look, you know, both of us have spent many, many happy years, you know, through thick and thin down there. And but to be fair to Arthur Lynch, who has kept it going through, you know, a tough period, deserves huge credit. And indeed, you know, the Sweeneys who have driven it on. But, you know, it goes in cycles, and I've no doubt Fannad will come again. If you look at the likes of Swinney Rovers, who took that line and option and went back into the Donegal League and got promoted, and, you know, have by all accounts, a lot of local people supporting them around the county again. They'll come good again, and please God, Fannad will, because as we both know, it's a brilliant club, and we've nothing but good memories at it.